Welcome back to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. The Valley Catholic Warriors win in a sweep 2-0 over AV, 27-25 and 31-29. We're now joined by two Valley Catholic Warriors, Rachel Lloyd and also Hannah Drury, joining us now. And we'll go to Rachel first. Rachel, I don't know that you guys were counting it as it was happening. You're probably just focused on playing there, but six match points for you in that second set. And somebody just asked me a moment ago how I could stand broadcasting it. I imagine it was kind of tough for you guys to play through it as well, but how was kind of your mindset there as it was happening, Rachel?
I think our mindset as a team was to not care about who had game point, was to just play how we know how to play. And I think we did that, and we pulled through at the end. And I think we all, as a team, played really well.
Hannah, for you, what was kind of going through your mind as all of those points continued to unfold there?
Well, what was originally going through my mind was like, oh, I'm not going to get in again. And then I would get in again, and then I would get in again. But it was just like, I just saw my team. We tried so hard. And we, like, before the game, we said, leave everything on the court. And I think that's what we did.
No doubt. And Hannah, I'll go to you for one more, then I'll go back to Rachel here. You know, not only was it six match points for you, but AV also got two set points as well. And looking at how this matchup has gone the first two times, you guys have played three times this month, but it was you guys winning the first one after you dropped the first set. AV did the same thing, dropping the first set in the second matchup and ended up winning two straight sets. So how important was it from your perspective to make sure you got it done in two as opposed to leaving it up to a chance in the third there?
I think it was just, we just wanted to get it done. Like, it was in our heads, like, this is it. There's nothing else. This is the game that matters. I think that was just how we wanted to put in our mindset. And I think one of the main things we thought of was just, this is our opponent. Like you said, we played them twice already before this, and I think we just wanted to beat this team.
Rachel, back to you here. And I guess I'll probably ask both of you this, but as far as you can remember, what is the longest set that you guys have been a part of? I don't know if this was it, but was it close? What's kind of the longest
the
one?
This was probably the longest, but the St. Jean Valley game went really, it was close. It was like something like this, 29, 27. Yeah, something like that. But I think that in games like this, like our Coach Fisher always says, she's like, hey, just so you know, you don't have to win by 2 points. Like, you can win by more. But I think that, like, we play until we can't play anymore, which is what I love about this team. We don't give up. We're not like, okay, we'll just go into a third set. No, we want to get it done.
Well, and I'll ask you this, Rachel, too. That seems to be what Coach Fisher preaches so much, keeping the ball off the floor. You guys are known for your defense around the area, and that's kind of the staple of your team. You hit well, too, and, of course, Hannah, you're certainly one of those, but the defense is certainly what kind of led you tonight, I'd imagine.
Yes, I think so, and I think what our plan was as a team, and also Coach Fisher, was that it doesn't matter who's on the other side of the net. They can do what they need to do, but we're going to try to be better than that.
Hannah, to you again, AV presents a tough challenge at the net with Kirsten Day, Maddie DeMent, as far as setting up the block is concerned. Seemed like you were able to get through quite a few times. What was kind of the key for you tonight from a hitting perspective?
Honestly, what was just in my head was, I need to get this ball down. That sounds kind of obvious, but whenever you're up in the air, you kind of see their hands, and you just try to think in your head, how can I get around this, and how can I make the most smart play? Coach Fisher says also, not just, you don't have to hit it, it's just make the smartest play. And sometimes that's a tip down to the left, or it's a spike or whatever. It's just make the smartest play to get the point.
No doubt. And, of course, Hannah, and I'll ask both of you this, but I'll start with you, Hannah. You guys are off to state now. I'm sure that's got to be a great feeling. You get by AV here in the district, a team in AV that went all the way to the state title game a year ago, just came up a little bit short there. They did. How does it feel to be going to state tournament now, and you'll be starting on Saturday?
I'm so excited. Like, that's all that's been going through my head. The first thought was, I have to find someone to take my shift on Saturday because I'm supposed to be working.
Where do you work?
I work at a little boutique in town, Queen Anne's Lace. Mm-hmm. But I need to find
right. Yeah, you won't be working on Saturday,
Iris,
I imagine.
If you're listening, can you find someone to take my shift? Yeah, I'm just really excited.
Rachel, same question. How's the excitement level on your end?
I'm really excited. I think from the beginning of the year, we knew who we were going to play, and we knew our biggest competition was going to be AV and or R7, but we've wanted this since the beginning of the year, and we knew, like, what our end goal was going to be, and we wanted it really bad.
And one more for each of you. You're both seniors, so I'm sure to get to this point in your senior year has to feel especially good. How important was it to you, as, you know, every match could be your last one at this point, to win this one and get to the state level?
I think that is what helped us a lot, because besides Hannah and I, we do have Brooke and Taylor, and I think it makes us play harder knowing this could be our last game. Like, what else do we have to lose? Like, just put it out on the floor. So I think that helps a lot, and especially because all four of us are on the court at one time. So,
Hannah, same question to you, just as far as being a senior, how crucial was that for you to get to the state level?
I told Brooke Beaux before the game, I was like, I don't even think I'm nervous because it's AB. I'm nervous because this could potentially be the last time I ever play volleyball. So I think that's partly why I was kind of crying at the end. But it's just, this is like what Rachel said, I'm leaving everything on the floor because I have nothing to lose. There is no next year. There is no next game if we mess up. Like, this is it.
No doubt. Well, hey, guys, we appreciate you coming on, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing what you do at state. Congratulations on the win, and enjoy it. And hopefully, Hannah, you find someone to cover your shift on Saturday. I'm sure you will, though. So, hey, thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that was both Rachel Loida and also Hannah Drury joining us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show.